I would say go for it. make sure you're taking the time to do your own therapy. Like, I think not everybody needs to be in therapy in like weekly for the rest of their life, but I go see my therapist for tune-ups, I call them. It's like, you know, you take your car in, you know, maybe every time the season changes to get like a lube oil and filter, check the brakes, all that kind of stuff. And I kind of see where I'm at in my therapeutic journey as a client is to, you know, I go in a couple times a year and sometimes a little more if something's going on, but just to kind of get checked out, check under the hood, make sure everything's in working order. And I think that's good for people in general. That can be a financial challenge, but it's really worth it to do that work because you're a better therapist if you're doing your own therapy and you know yourself. And don't be daunted by the science of it, because if you're not a scientific brain, which I'm not, I am like, you know, I taught English for a long time. I love literature and I love art and the feeling part of it. That those things will eventually merge together. It won't always feel like, oh, I have to remember what the occipital lobe does and what operant conditioning is. Those are just like the basic things you have to learn, but you're going to get to like the theories of why people are the way they are. And that's still science, but it's going to feel much more engaged to what you're actually doing. So don't be daunted by that. You're going to get to the good stuff.